Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having a new friend on the show. Tom Lehman is here. Tom is an attorney, founding partner with Levine, Kellogg, Lehman, Schroeder, and Grossman out of South Florida. He's one of the best lawyers in America. He's an award-winning lawyer, and he's become an expert in the whole part about small businesses dealing with the Paycheck Protection Program and some of the things that are associated with the shutdown, the forced shutdown in many cases, and all the legal implications of all that. And he's here to help us sort some of that out. Tom Lehman, welcome to the show.
Good morning. I'm glad to be on the show.
It's good to have you here, Tom. So let's review the Paycheck Protection Program, and also I guess you need to throw in the EIDL, the Emergency Income Disaster Loan, as part of that. That's all part of the grant opportunity. So this was just a review real quick for me, and I'll let you talk about the legal part. This was the government's attempt to make sure that small businesses didn't collapse in the wake of the shutdown, and they provided billions of dollars, hundreds of billions of dollars. It was loaned through the SBA, through the local banks, who gave small businesses these loans. They signed a loan document. They said, okay, yes, I understand it's 1%. I understand I don't have to make payments for 6 months. I understand that I'll have 24 months to pay, and I've got 8 weeks to pay this out, 75% of it out in payroll. Since then, that was seen to be a little bit too restrictive. For one thing, it wasn't even part of the CARES Act, right? It was something the Treasury Department added on to that. What has happened since then, Tom?
Well, what has happened since then is Congress has recognized that there were too many limitations on the original program, and they broadened the limitations. Now, you don't have an 8-week limitation on the use of the payroll protection funds. You now have 24 weeks, so it's been tripled. The second thing that has been done is that they've reduced the minimum requirement that must be paid for payroll from 75% to 60%. Now, these requirements are the requirements to be able to get loan forgiveness, and that is what Congress has given more flexibility to, because remember, the key part of this program was that it would be turned into a grant if used according to the terms that had been issued by the SBA.
And many people did that. Many small business owners actually did fully comply with those original terms. And one of the reasons why I want to stick this in there, one of the reasons why they had to reform the PPP was because the government also was paying their employees not to come back to work. Now, I know people who said, I called my employee and said, hey, I need you to come back to work so I can get forgiveness for this grant, or I need you to at least go on payroll. And the employee said, I'm not coming back to work. I'm making more money unemployed. And that was a real problem. Or we had companies who their ratio payroll to rent, for example, in New York City, for example, would have been upside down for the 75%. So those are reasons why they had to reform it, right?
Exactly. Not only that, but many companies that had obtained the loans were not operating at 100%.
Right.
They were kept at 50% because of government restrictions. Mm-hmm. And if you're only bringing back enough employees to run at 50%, you're not going to spend the 75% of the funds on payroll.
Right, exactly. So they passed this. Now the forgiveness part, there's also the issue of the audit, right? I've seen the original audit documents where you're going to have to hire a CPA to basically fill out the document so you can be determined whether your loan is forgiven or not, right?
Exactly. The SBA issued, I believe, an 11-page application recently regarding it. It's quite complicated. The other thing is what has been left in a question mark is in this new adjustment to the law that was passed by Congress 10 days ago that expanded it to 24 weeks. Now the period of time that will be looked at is expanded, so it's really unclear when you can apply for forgiveness. Mm-hmm. Will the government require you to have a 24-month period or not? And then the new law also allows you to stick with eight weeks of use of the payroll protection money. So it's created a little bit of uncertainty.
Confusion there, yeah. So, folks, we're going to talk about this some more with Tom Lehman, including dealing with missed rent payments, for example, and also bankruptcy, one of his specialties. After the break, Tom Lehman and I will be right back. It's 20 Till. I'm Jim Blassie. Stay with you.
Gonna climb a mountain.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.